You see, human, each and every single one of those kisses represents just how much I love you. And even more than that, you're so much more beautiful in your natural attire than I thought you were. I thought I was gonna have to make a couple of tweaks. But apparently I don't have to. Nature has blessed me with a naturally attractive body. A naturally attractive human. I sense somebody looking at me. Looking at us. Oh, jeez, don't tell me it's that perverted fairy. Always watching when something interesting happens. I wonder if she's found her own human yet. Maybe I should go back home and find out soon. But first, I must deal with you. Oh yes, how rude of me. I forgot to explain exactly where I come from. As you must already assume, I am not of this world. I am of a different realm, far away from this one. And in that realm, well, us as savers, many non-human entities. Beings that you only see in fairy tales and childhood stories. Ever had a nightmare and it seems that something unhuman was interacting with you? Maybe a case of sleep paralysis? Or maybe a good dream, where you also have an interaction with a supernatural entity. Obviously not human, but in this case would be a lot more endearing to you. Trust me, this is not one of those cases. But in dreams, entities like those would make a spiritual apparition. They would appear to their human and how would I explain this? In ethereal form? For some, this is the only way that they're able to interact with this realm. And in times past, humans in this dimension have directly invoked interaction with these entities through spells and incantations, seances. I'm sure you've heard of these, right? Indeed. Well, I come from a dimension where many of these creatures exist and flourish, as a normal human would in your world. And that perverted fairy is just one of them. She experts in lewd magics, being able to change the shape and form of, well, any body part actually, especially, well, the more discreet body parts. If she wanted to, she can easily enlarge the size of a human's, you know what. Just for more of her own self-pleasure. If you ever meet her, don't tell her that I said this, but, she's a bit of a yandere. At least, that's what you humans call in this world, right? In other words, she's, kind of crazy. You know, soon I think I'm going to have to, confront her about her rudeness in spying on us like this. But if she does have her own human, maybe, just maybe, I can show her a little something that she could use for her own human. But let's talk about something a little more important. Offspring. How many children would you like to have, love? Maybe two? Three? Mm-mm-mm. I told you not to move a muscle. And now these vines are gonna slowly but surely constrict around you. Around the top part of your body. Around your arms. Around your ankles and feet. And around. Oh, so delicious. If from nature you have. Right down there. I notice it too. You know, there's a saying that fear can make a man a rat. But at the same time, that fear arouses him. I would assume coming from you, it would be a good combination of both. Seeing my naked body right in front of you, and you being slowly choked, body restricted, and smothered by these vines. Oh, how the wrath of nature can also be so lewd at the same time. Of course, since it's me commanding nature around here, it follows my every whim. The slightest movement of my fingers. No, better yet, the slightest thought can make nature move in erratic ways. If I were to become angry at you or upset, then nature would follow. Amazing. Such a robust size. Oh, what a gift from nature. I don't think you recognize just how lucky you are, do you? That nature would choose a man like you for such a physique. For such a nice, long, robust, vein and throbbing. Well, you know. How about we start with the fun? You know, plants need to be planted the Forbidden Girl. And we all start as a tiny seed. So, I'll start off tasting your seed to see if it's ripe enough to plant into me. Oh, but before I do that, let me rub this hard cock of yours right here on my... So hard. I can only imagine what this would feel like going into me. Okay, I think it's about time that I judge the taste of your seed. Try not to scrum too much. Because scrumming will disrupt nature, and you don't want to know what happens when nature gets upset. It seems nature has given your gift a distinct taste too. What a lucky man you are. And what a lucky woman I am. Do I make you feel good, human? Do I make your throbbing shaft feel good too? The more I suck on the tip of it, it seems the more that you jerk and move around, this must be your sensitive area, Oh, yes, it definitely is. Don't blow your seed too quickly. I'm tasting tiny hints of it coming out. Mind if I taste a bit more of it? By a bit more, I mean a lot more. I wonder if Miss Ludfairy can take dicks like this. Dicks this big, this deeply down her throat. About to come already, human? Fine then. Let me taste the full abundance of your seed. My, human. Your seed is like nothing I've ever tasted before. So gifted, so perfect, so wonderfully sculpted by nature. This is my chosen human. You are. I just know you are. You know what they say. Nature never lies. And it has never been more truthful than now. Your dick deserves my nice plump lips wrapped around it forever. But there's another pair of lips that have yet to caress it. You know exactly what I mean, don't you? We're finally gonna mate. Oh, how long I've been waiting for this. We can finally become one. You and I.